in her mother's coffin, Phoebe was certain. She pushed the dilemma from her mind and focused on the task at hand, getting her mother to eat. It was not easily accomplished, and three times a day, Phoebe found herself nearly force-feeding a woman who would rather die than take a bite of mutton stew. Of course, Phoebe wouldn't allow her mother to simply waste away, so she bore the task like a good daughter. She settled on the edge of the bed. "I'm going to a ball this evening, Mother," she said as she spooned the first bite into her mother's mouth. Lady Grimsby's eyes widened. It was the first show of emotion Phoebe had seen from her in months. "A ball," she repeated. "But we're still in mourning, Phoebe. It's only been..." There was a pause as her mother tried to figure out how long it had been since the Baron had died. But it wouldn't matter if she sat there all day with her mind on the task. She had no idea how many days, months, had passed. "It's been a year, Mama. A year yesterday." Pain, clear as day and so horrible to see, passed across her mother's face. She pushed the food away and turned her gaze to the window. But Phoebe knew she didn't see anything in the street below. Her grief blinded her to all else. Resigned, Phoebe stood from the bed and left the room. Her mother would eat tomorrow. "The carriage is waiting, Miss Phoebe." Phoebe's head jerked in the direction of her maid's voice, as if she had some kind of nervous tic. She looked back to the mirror and studied herself intently. The image staring back at her was almost unrecognizable compared to the gangly, green girl she'd been not so long ago. A poised and reserved woman sat in her place now, though the nerves were comparable to those she'd suffered in her first season. However, she was not at all the same person. Since her father's death, she'd grown up quite a bit, taking on the family finances, or lack thereof in their case, and she'd somehow reversed roles with her mother, who couldn't quite get past her grief. Never mind her father hadn't been the most loyal of husbands, or the most responsible with money. But, well, he'd been educated at least, and somewhat respected amongst the ton, titled and landed and kind. If nothing else, he'd been a nice man. "Your gloves." Phoebe stared at the white gloves Becky held out to her. They weren't as white as they should have been, but she couldn't afford new ones. They would have to do. "Do you think I've made the right decision?" Phoebe asked as the carriage trundled through the city streets. Becky turned her brilliant green eyes on her and smiled. "You can't stay cooped up in black crepe forever, and you'll never catch a husband if you don't attend social functions." "I know, I just wish that your mother was here." Phoebe shook her head, but offered no explanation. She'd long since given up any hope of her mother attending social functions with her. The woman could barely sit up in bed, let alone stand at the edge of a ballroom all evening. What Phoebe really wished was that she didn't have to choose a husband based on his wealth and status, but rather for love. However, her situation didn't afford her the time necessary to search for a soulmate. She just needed a husband who could keep them out of the poorhouse, or debtor's prison. Not even her cousin Geoffrey, who had inherited the title of Baron Grimsby, could afford to save them. Heavens, what was wrong with her? Who cared about love and soulmates? If she didn't act quickly, she'd end up with a fleet marriage in the middle of the Marshalsea prison yard. "Here we are," Becky announced, bringing Phoebe from her thoughts. Her stomach flip-flopped as the carriage pulled to the front of Stapleton House. Goodness, it had been so long since she'd attended a social function. 1 year, to be exact. But she was prepared, thanks to countless nights poring over Debrett's The New Peerage during the last few weeks. Becky had insisted she refresh her memory and learn who was still available this season. Their conveyance stood in a short queue of coaches waiting to drop off the other guests. Phoebe leaned forward and pulled back the black velvet curtain to reveal the manor. It was one of the more grandiose London mansions, with great stone pillars and a marble staircase that led to the main entrance. One found it hard to believe such immense estates existed within the city limits, especially when one lived in a minuscule townhouse. The carriage door opened moments later to reveal a refined footman dressed in gold livery. With his assistance, Phoebe stepped out and onto the drive, Becky close on her heels. She gathered her skirts between her